Emre from Mediate. We came here maybe like 10 months ago, 11 months ago or something last year. And I have met some of you in some focus groups, some user interviews again. So thanks for having us here. We are thinking about a new product and wanted to have a very brief kind of group conversation about it to validate some of our ideas. I'm mostly just going to ask about some of your experiences and feel free to just say whatever comes to your mind. Emre. Yeah, it is E-M-R-E. We are looking into how to improve the reading applications. And I know Seeing AI, Voice Stream Scanner, they're all great. But I wanted to kind of hear how well they're working for you and in what way you would like them to be improved. First, I want to ask, who is using Seeing AI here?
I do.
Majority of the people. Who is using Voice Stream Scanner?
I do.
I'm just curious, how did you guys hear about VoiceStream Scanner?
I had VoiceStream Reader.
Reader,
and
okay.
Then, yeah, when you do an update, you also go in the App Store, it shows you other things like, you know, and I saw it as a scanner for it, yeah.
What made you kind of start using VoiceStream Scanner in addition to Seeing AI?
I found that Seeing AI doesn't work as well as it used to. When I first started using it, the short document reading module was fantastic. I could read my computer screen real well with it and lots of other things, and it does not work as well anymore. And VoiceStream Scanner is great. I mean, you take a snapshot of something with it and it usually reads it very well.
My observation is that VoiceStream Scanner is faster, and a lot of times when you just need to get something read to you real quick, I'd prefer that over Seeing AI because of the speed.
I agree with that, and also VoiceScan has been more accurate.
I found VoiceStream Scanner more difficult to use when reading things like computer screens. It either tends to read way too much stuff, as in I was trying to read my monitor and it started reading me the labels of keys on the keyboard on my laptop, and I went, oops, that's not quite, and it took me a few minutes for my brain to comprehend that F9 through F12 was really not part of the controls on the monitor.
The thing I love about Seeing AI is that you do not have to tap it to take a picture.
Right.
You just open the app and then just pull it up to whatever you're trying to read. That isn't the case with VoiceStream Scanner, as far as I know.
I thought there was a mode that you could get it to automatically take the picture if the camera gets in focus.
Oh, there might be if it's
there
not
is.
That. I like not having to do anything in the way of pressing a double tapping something to get it to take a picture.
I hate having to try to figure out where the text is with Seeing AI. And in fact, it's why Johnny uses it more than I do.
I think it's all to do though with knowing how a camera works and what it needs to look at.
I think you're right.
If you're used to using cameras, you have a sense of what you need to aim it at. If you're not used to cameras, the terminology is very confusing, I think, to people.
Yeah. Well, you start getting into issues like how far away from the object should I hold the camera? And
angles.
What kind of angle?
Yeah.
And
stuff like that.
Where the lens is on the phone, even, I think, can be a...
If you were to read a one-page document, how long would you expect that to take you with any of the apps you have right now?
It so depends on the document. What I want when I see any kind of a scanning device, I look for two things. One, is it going to read smoothly? Two, is it going to read accurately? And three, if I stop the document reading, can I scroll through that document, figure out where I am, and read a word at a time, a phrase at a time, a sentence at a time, a character at a time?
Isn't that controlled by VoiceOver, though?
It is dependent on the app exposing that information properly. I mean, I've had problems with the later version of the Canopy Reader being able to do that. It will skip over big chunks of text. Yeah.
So you mentioned it is different for different documents. Let's say it's an envelope and you need to figure out what it's about. How long would you expect that to take you for a single envelope?
For me, I use Seeing AI virtually for all the envelopes, and I almost want it instantaneous.
Yeah, that's going to be something you want.
Boom. Yeah, you don't want to spend any time messing around with that.
And let's say you open the envelope and it's a one-page document. There's 2 paragraphs, half of the page is full of stuff. How long would that take?
A minute or two.
I guess the way it builds, there's a whole problem with how it handles tables and columns and all that kind of stuff. And it really depends sometimes on how the format of the document is. it can be frustrating with these kinds of things, you know, with things that are like Windows-based, like Kurzweil or OpenBook, you can cause it to do certain things, but some of these apps, they don't really handle that kind of information correctly. You know, you'll get a statement from your bank, and it'll read the whole column first, and then the next column, and you really want it to read across. And so some of the things that will be not the way I would like to have heard it, and most of these things do not have mechanisms for adjusting that.
I get that with the crayon and the reader thing, which is a bunch of gobbledygook. But I think it's a part of this because my camera, I only have a 5 iPhone. I was told that it really doesn't pick up the image about that camera. If you do get a bank statement or a doctor statement or something, it does read the column from top to bottom and the next column from top to bottom.
You know, when you want to read a whole page, you're willing to wait a little while for accuracy.
Yeah. Different types of technology kind of have like high quality and setting a speed setting. I'm thinking about like the old impact dot matrix printers. You could have draft quality or letter quality. Maybe times where like a DAP could have a switch that trades off between speed and accuracy type of thing. A little bit less processing power for the OCR and give you like draft quality, but for quicker identification or more processing power for the OCR and give you better accuracy, that type of thing. That'd be beneficial.
If you had a magic wand and you could improve the reading apps in any way you want, how would you want to improve them right now?
Siri integration would be nice. Something where you could just hold the camera, hold the phone, you know, either hit the home button or whatever button and say, you know, Siri, take a picture with name of apps. So, that type of thing.
If you're going to look at things that, you know, it's going to be just straight text versus sort of tabular type stuff, maybe be able to tell it, you know, what this document is, or have it be able to identify it. But it is a statement in that it is going to read across, as opposed to bound columns, or if it's all text, you know, to read it in a typical text.
Like the distinction between the
right,
text
if
and
we could
the chart.
And if we could do that all automatically, that'd be.
If it could recognize what it's looking at.
This was really, really helpful. You kind of got to what we started thinking about, which is that a reading app that figures out what the user is trying to read and customizes the reading experience based on that, figures out how well the camera is seeing the document, and then guides the user on how to hold the camera to have a better view, figures out the type of document and takes the picture with the proper resolution. So if it is a big document, takes a high resolution picture and takes a little bit slower to read, but if it's a short thing, it takes a low resolution picture and reads it immediately. And it is ideally an app that doesn't have multiple buttons. You don't need to tell the app what to do, because app can figure out from where the camera is looking what you are trying to do most of the time. So we are basically trying to use AI to tell the phone what to do and tell the user what to do. Since OCR technology is already figured out mostly, as you guys mentioned, it is a matter of taking the right picture and reading in the right way. So that's what we were thinking about, and I didn't want to bias you mentioning this. I just wanted to hear if the problems that we think we were solving actually exist or not. Sounds like the stuff that you guys said without us prompting too much kind of validates that it is a relevant problem. I have emails of some of you, because you have been in our user interviews and such. As we progress on this product, I can get in touch with you if you're interested. Try out the early versions of this product. And yeah, it would be great to kind of keep having your input into the product development process.
Can you give us any updates on the other product?
SuperSense?
Yes.
Yeah. So SuperSense is out on Android. 10,000 people downloaded it. It is being used by hundreds of people every day right now on the Android world. But one thing we noticed is our reading capability on SuperSense right now has a guidance. So it tells you where to move the camera. And that is what people loved on Android. People start switching to SuperSense because of its reading guidance capability. So we now want to focus on that first. Seems like that is relevant to a much higher number of people. So that is kind of the point we are at right now, trying to figure out whether we should focus on this reading-focused app or kind of bringing SuperSense to iOS. And sounds like there's a high need for the reading guidance app, SuperSense. That one came out to help people locate objects around them. So you could pick a door or chair, and then if you scan around, when it sees a door or chair or the person, it starts beeping. So it helps you kind of locate what you're looking for. It can also just read whatever it's seeing around. So if you're exploring a new room, it says like chair, table, person, chair, table, window, or something like that. So it gives you some idea on what is around. That is the first app we came out with. And then people ask for reading capability. We added reading capability to that app, and turned out people liked the reading capability more than the other stuff. So now we are kind of exploring the reading option.
On the supersensor, is it something can you teach it to know the person's face?
That is definitely possible. It's on our roadmap. But if we decide to focus on reading, we are going to slow down on the development of SuperSense. Those are all like things we are going to add to SuperSense over time. Anything that seeing AI does, it's pretty much possible to add to any app. We're thinking about that stuff too. Thanks so much for having us. This was great.
Is anyone else interested in testing this product?
If you want to send me an update with the information, I can send it out on the email list, and we've got people contacting you directly. Yeah.